This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Joe from Tumwater is. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is the number 5 in Roman numerals?
B.
Correct. In the traditional nursery rhyme, how many mice were blind?
40.
Yes. According to Google, the most popular city to propose in is what European city?
Paris?
Correct. What Top Gun character is Captain Marvel's cat named after?
Goose.
Yes. A disease caused by an immune reaction to eating gluten is called what?
Celiac.
Yep. Linkin Park had the mid-2000s album titled Minutes to What?
Midnight?
Yes. The pasta vermicelli translates to little what?
Pass.
How many states are there in Australia?
4, 5, 6.
6, yes. Which Stephen King novel takes place mostly in the fictional Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
Correct. Nintendo 64 came out in what mid-90s year?
94, 95, 96.
96. The pasta vermicelli translates to little what?
Pass.
What, Joe, you got 9?
Yes, baby.
9 correct.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to give a standing ovation.
Oh,
wow, look at that.
Taryn is standing for you, Joe, because you have done better than, I think, maybe all the listeners so far playing against Steve.
I just want Steve to know that I was not applauding for you as you walked in. I was applauding for Joe and his performance.
Danny, I'm starting to dislike Taryn during Beat Mix.
No, I can tell.
That smug look. She looks... I know he did well because I'm in the other room and I can see you guys from the other room. And Taryn just looks at me and then stands up and just starts going like this.
Yeah, and stares you down as you walk
yes.
in.
We are very proud of Joe in this room
I'm sure Joe is a man of the spirit of competition, friendly, wants to see both of us do well. But then you've got Taryn over here. It's just like one of those obsessive, like, you know, Seahawks or 49ers fans that will fight each other in the stands when the players are just fine with each other.
I mean, a lot of people rooted against Tom Brady just to root against the GOAT, you know?
Yeah, that's
Well, you true. Pose it like that. All right, I'll take it.
Steve, are you ready?
I'm going to believe that you called me the GOAT.
Oh, yeah!
What is the number 5 in Roman numerals?
V.
Correct. In the traditional nursery rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
Correct. According to Google, the most popular city to propose in is what European city?
It's got
to
be Paris.
It is. What Top Gun character is Captain Marvel's cat named after?
What?
What Top Gun character is
Maverick?
No.
Goose.
Yes. A disease caused by an immune reaction to eating gluten is called what?
Glutenese.
No.
Celiac?
Yes. Linkin Park had the mid-2000s album titled Minutes to What?
Midnight.
Correct.
My favorite Linkin Park record.
The pasta vermicelli translates to little what?
Little chelis?
No.
Little pasta?
No.
Little noodle?
No. How many states are there in Australia?
Five?
No.
Four?
No.
Six?
Yes. Which Stephen King novel takes place mostly in the fictional Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
Yes.
Let's freaking
Nintendo
go.
Nintendo 64 came out in what mid-90s year?
94.
No.
95.
No.
96.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I think Taryn jinxed that one.
Well, and with that, you got 9 correct.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
which
buddy.
Is a tie.
Son of a bitch.
9-9.
I still shut Taryn down.
You did. Oh, Joe.
Great game, Joe.
He was awesome. But also, can I just say my level of disappointment, considering you come from Sicilian heritage, you did not get the vermicelli?
Yes.
Vermicelli?
Which I don't know what it is either.
Little vermins.
Yeah.
Little
it's
rats?
It's actually kind of gross. It's an insect that slithers.
Little
slugs? Little snails.
Little worms.
Little worms?
Little Worm put out one of the best records of 2007.
Little Worm.
Do you remember
little
that?
Baby. Yeah, I do.
The song Do the Worm? It was amazing.
Yeah, so Little Worms. Good. That's the only one that Joe got incorrect as well, so.
Little Worms?
Isn't that kind of.
Who's eating that?
Who's naming it?
I don't know.
It sounds way cooler. It's like escargot. Sounds awesome until you realize what it is, and you're like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, but no one thinks about it when you're eating it, so they're not like, little worms.
Ooh.
Ooh, I hope not. Well, congratulations on tying, I
what
guess.
What is it called again?
Vermicelli.
Vermicelli.
Yeah.
I need to Google it. I can't even picture what a vermicelli
I just want to
like.
Keep that in the back of my mind. If I'm ever at a restaurant where I don't know what it says and I see vermicelli, I know not to order that.
No, just say, I'll have the little worms, please.
Do they replace? Why are you showing me it? Are those?
They kind of do look like little worms.
They do.
Weird.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks like really skinny spaghetti.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have all found ourselves being more attracted to someone because of something random. So what is that for you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What is something that has nothing to do with looks that makes someone hotter?
Okay.
Call us up now.
Brings them up a couple points.
Heck yeah. Apparently there's a term that is trending at the moment called office goggles. Oh. So you've heard of beer goggles.
Right.
Office goggles are when you think someone's hotter than they really are, kind of because of how much you're around them at work.
Because people drink at work.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it.
Well, here they do.
That is very true. With a keg of Men's Room IPA right outside. But beer goggles, you know, that's where someone's enhanced a little bit because of the beer.
I feel like it's a natural filter. You know, like how a lot of these social media filters, but when you have alcohol, everything gets smoothed out and everyone looks a little bit nicer.
Well, with the office goggles, it's because you're repeatedly exposed to the same person every day.
Oh, I believe that because I remember there's been some times here at work. I remember many years ago, there was like someone that one of our coworkers had the hots for. And I remember asking him, I'm like, would you be attracted to her if you didn't see her every day? Like, you know, it's like one of those conversations. Like, he's like, yeah, I think it's just because I've gotten to know her and I see her all the time. But like, she just has kind of gotten hotter every time I see her. She wasn't unattractive, but it was just like, I just was kind of surprised when he said that he had the hots for her.
Maybe she knows how to like unjam the coffee machine.
Oh, yes, she
that
did.
That is hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's that
sexy.
Is super hot.
She always makes sure that the coffee's filled. Yeah.
Well, there's a blogger that said this dictionary, Urban Dictionary definition has actually been around since like 2006.
Yeah, so a blogger said something and I guess it coincided with what the Urban Dictionary definition is.
Yes. So they say that seeing the same person at work every day can raise your score. It's like, oh yeah, he's a 7.
But work he's a 9?
At work he becomes a 9.
Okay, what's an instance for you? Not at work. I mean, that would be awkward. Like, tell us which coworker you think is hot.
Something that makes people hotter.
Yeah.
Being kind to animals.
Aww.
Yeah. If you're a friend of the feathered and the furry, then you're a friend of mine.
Wow, that just makes me feel less like, less, I have less of a heart. Because I was like, if you like wrestling, you get hotter.
Is that your one?
I have 2 of them, actually. The other one's so dumb, but it's so true. And I think Danny might be on board with this one. I don't know. I know I've had conversations with D. Ted Smith as well. If a girl's...
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
If a girl's wearing fishnet stockings, she instantly gets hotter.
100%.
Right?
And especially if they're a little torn, you know?
A little torn, that means they're a little naughty.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they're like the fluorescent color ones, forget about it.
Oh, like rave girls. Yeah, love those.
No, but like, every time I see someone, I'm like, wait a second. One of my buddies even saying, you think she's hot because she has fishnet stockings on.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right. Without the fishnet stockings, she's not nearly as attractive to me.
Is it enough to raise her score 2 points?
Oh, maybe even 4 points.
She's an automatic 10 for the most part.
I feel like every dude that I know would agree with this. It's funny because I remember I mentioned it to Ted once. He goes, oh, yeah, for sure. If I see a girl in fishnets, she instantly has gotten hotter.
Well, the other one that I have
ridiculous.
You said, you know, not so much like about looks. And I feel like that's not directly looks. And maybe this isn't directly looks either. But I love facial hair. Like, if a guy has got a big, bushy beard, I'm like, hey. To the point where when I used to, like, be walking with Brad, and we'd pass someone with a giant beard, he'd be like, did you like that one? I'm like, yes. So you look like a Viking.
So you're like that meme where it's, like, the guy and the girl, and the guy's checking out the other girl, but it's now Taryn checking out the dude with the beard.
And Brad has had facial hair for basically as long as I've ever been with him.
Is that why you're bothered by the fact that he recently shaved his facial hair into a handlebar mustache?
He did a handlebar mustache. He did a regular mustache. He was just kind of like, you know, messing around. But the first time that he shaved the mustache, I was in a complete state of panic waiting for him to come downstairs because I'd never seen his chin before.
Right.
Not into chins.
See, my wife's the exact opposite. If I even think of having a little bit of facial hair, she's like, get out the razor. Even hair on my head.
I want to see bearded Steve so bad.
I want you to just
grow. That'd be very weird.
I want you to go away for like 2 months and then just grow the biggest beard you can.
Come back like a lumberjack?
Yeah, see if your wife is actually into it. Because it might be just she doesn't like the stubble. She might like the big beard.
I'm positive that she's not going to be into it.
What does she think about the facial hair you had when you were in college?
Embarrassing.
Well, okay.
She says, you better never, because I used to have the mustache goatee thing going on. It was very ratty.
Yeah.
It was very ratty. Like, I wouldn't, if I was at a store, I wouldn't buy whatever it is from me because I seem like I'm a shyster.
I believe some of the comments on our Daily Migs Instagram when we posted that picture was, oh, look, it's Porn Steve.
Porn Steve.
Oh, yeah. Porn Steve.
Yeah, Sid's not a fan of Porn Steve. She likes squeaky clean Steve.
Just like even a little pencil mustache.
Even if I go like a day and a half, she's like, if I'm about to jump in the shower and I wasn't planning on shaving, she's like, you going to shave? I was like, yeah, that's fine. Guess I will.
So it's like an every other day thing.
Yeah.
And what about you, Danny? I know you have a smooth face. How often do you shave?
Oh, mine's about once a week.
Can you guys please, can we do a contest and see who can outlast?
He won't do it. I've tried to get him to do No Shave November before, and he will not participate.
I'll donate to the charities. But I sure as hell, look, I want to be kissed. I want some loving. This is my, that's my conduit to that, is my wife. You think I want to shut that down by appeasing you two morons? No.
Oh, God. Rockaholics, we're talking about finding ourselves attracted to someone because of something random. So what is that for you? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that has absolutely nothing to do with looks that makes someone hotter? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Migs, you said fishnets. I said facial hair.
Apparently, Danny and I are not the only two guys. There are a crap ton of text messages. Even my buddy just texted me as well. Everyone's like, yep, team fishnets.
Oh, I got to step up my fishnet game, I guess.
If you want to get hotter.
I do.
I mean, there's a time and a place for the fishnet,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously, work would be one of them. And
yeah, totally.
Church.
Kyle
and camping. Those are the three times where you must wear fishnets.
Kyle in Granite Falls, for you, it's when they're nerdy like you are.
Yeah, so like, you know, basically if they know Star Wars stuff or Lord of the Rings stuff, it doesn't even have to like be necessarily those things. It can be pretty much anything that they're into like that. Like, I had one girlfriend at one time that, like, as a surprise for like right around my birthday, set aside a whole weekend so that we could watch Star Wars, and her goal was for me to teach her Star Wars stuff.
Oh, wow. That's very sweet.
Sat there and watched all, at the time, 6 movies. And yeah, we paused like every 30 minutes so I could like explain, like, oh, here's this, here's, you know, and all that crap. And yep, she almost got proposed to that weekend.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're like, you're making my lightsaber very happy.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's your favorite of the Star Wars movies?
As a standalone movie, it'd be Rogue One. As part of like the general like Skywalker saga, probably Revenge of the Sith.
Nice. Good choice. Nerdy girls are hot.
One of my buddies, Craig, just said, don't forget all the hot Kiss fans, the ladies that do Kiss cosplay in fishnets.
Oh.
That's a very good point.
That is a very
good point. All right, we'll add that too. So it's church, camping, work, and Kiss concerts. That's the appropriate times to be rocking fishnets.
I bet male Rush fans are always very excited. Very excited to find a female Rush fan because there's only like 4 of us.
That's how it was with wrestling too. It was so rare that we would be around like female. Now it's definitely, there's more females that are digging it. But yeah, you're just like, wait a second, you like wrestling too? You like Rush as well?
That's one of the reasons I think maybe I chose to be a Rush fan, is because there's never a line at the bathroom at a Rush concert.
Yep.
The women's bathroom. Shortest line ever. 206-803-ROCK, what is something that has nothing to do with looks that makes someone hotter?
So it said glasses. I don't even care if they're prescription. I think it's hot when a woman wears glasses.
Yeah.
That is a great look.
Yeah.
I mean, I have glasses, but I never wear them. Maybe I need to start wearing glasses and fishnets.
Boom.
Nerdy fishnet girl.
You just summed up most of the girls at emo nights.
Yeah.
Right there. What about you, Sarah? What do you put on the list that puts someone, like, let's just say some dude's a 7, but he does blah, 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 and that makes him a 9?
Wow, there are so many, but the first that comes to mind, if we're at a party and a guy can chug a beer or shotgun a beer or do a beer bong successfully, I'm like, damn.
What about a girl?
Oh, yes. That's even more impressive.
Come on over, mama.
Can I come over this weekend? Oh, yeah. I think that's like, dang. You're going to a 9.
Can I point out Steve's face right now? Because this is all happening just right around him.
I decided just to check out and read the text messages while they were having this moment there, Danny.
While we were flirting.
You should come over to the side, Steve.
One text just came. Steve, some people just don't have the face for facial hair. You are one of those people.
Wow. How do we know that?
I think even if you had a full but short groomed beard and a mustache, it would look super weird on you.
Can we?
I agree.
I just want somebody to Photoshop a good Photoshop job of a beard on your face.
I'm sure there's a Snapchat filter to make that happen.
Can we please
I'm sure I've done it before, because I'm sure I have a picture of me and Tatum with beards.
I want to see
of those Snapchat filters.
You and Danny with beards and see who's hotter.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Well, now you're going to have to pick between the two of us.
It's going to be really hard.
I'm going to put on some fishnets just to up my chances.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that has nothing to do with looks that makes someone hotter?
A guy this has got text. A guy wearing his wedding ring. Sexy as hell. Okay. Is it that you're thinking he's sexy for making letting the world know that he's attached, or do you like being the homewrecker?
Oh, I think maybe it's that. Look at that guy. He followed through on his commitments.
Somebody said stockings in general. Doesn't even have to be fishnets.
Like just a little thigh high.
Yeah. That's for dudes, right?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, just making sure.
You know what? You bring up something else, though, that I do really like. If I get a glimpse of a upper thigh on a man.
On a man?
Yeah. You know what I call it? The crab meat.
The crab meat.
If you're cracking crab.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
That big chunk that comes out and none of it left behind.
Right.
That's the upper thigh of a man is the crab meat. I do dig some crab meat.
Crab legs!
He broke Taryn. I know.
Yeah, she's done for the rest of the day.
That's going to be my new reaction when I see a man's upper thigh.
Crab legs!
She's going to scream.
Just point at him and go, crab legs!
Crab legs! Yeah, I do love
it. So do you like them? You like the guys rocking those, like, now it's all the rage, the short shorts.
Yeah, the chubbies and stuff. Hell yeah.
The chubbies give you a...
Yeah.
Chubbies are too expensive.
Are they really?
They're like $80 for those shorts.
Oh, I have like a couple of pairs. They're not that bad if you get them on sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because as my girlfriend calls them, the Hoochie Daddy shorts, and she loves them on all guys. And she's like, you need to start wearing
them.
Is
it because it shows some of the...
Crab legs! Yep, 100%.
You know, there are many crab meat enthusiasts out there. Blake in Mill Creek, for you, it's pheromones.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so... I was never into it, like BO pheromones type of thing. And then my wife got pregnant and she just like released something during pregnancy. And it just made me wild about her. Aww. Even more so than I already was. And now I can't get enough of it.
I love that.
You know what's kind of funny? Go back to even like yours, like how like when you see somebody that's like good to pets. Also, I just find like when I see like, and not that I'm fine, like I'm gonna like go, hey, what's up? But like a good parent, like
oh,
it's like
they
get more attractive. Like even like I see like just a chick that's like being awesome to her kid, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like
totally,
you just got more attractive because of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's no
crab legs,
but you know, it's still kind of nice.
If you're a good dad with great crab legs,
oh, forget about it. Summertime, Taryn's on the wild. Someone said for me, women that play bass or drums instantly hotter because of it. Oh. That was like back in, remember like the 90s, 2000s? It seemed like every band, every alt rock band had the female bassist.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins. They had a few. Hole.
For sure.
Hole had, obviously, it was a lot of females, but, you know, they had a female bassist as well. The Pixies.
Pixies, for yep. sure. Oh, mm-hmm. my God, yes. These are great calls.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.